Blog Talk Radio.
You got it.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. I thank God for this day. I pray everybody has had a blessed week. We're going to come together tonight. We're going to talk about love. Amen. We want to talk
Amen.
About love
Amen.
Tonight. Praise the Lord. So let us
Amen.
Pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for this great and awesome opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus, to thank you for your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we give our hearts to you. Hallelujah. We give our hearts to you tonight. Father, and let your perfect will be done, Father. We ask, Father, that you allow the Holy Spirit to teach, to lead, and guide us, Father, and to counsel us in all our ways, direct our path, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the sick, those who need to be healed, delivered, and set free. Father, we pray your perfect will be done in our lives, in the lives of those who are desperately in need of you tonight. So, Father,
yes,
we just ask you to have your way tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, saints. We want to talk about love tonight. Love is such a powerful statement. It's such a powerful word. And I think a lot of people don't even really think before they use this noun, okay? Love
yeah.
is very deep, and it can be used in many ways for good or bad. Amen?
Amen.
So we know that what John 3:16 says, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen?
Amen.
That's powerful by itself. Just believing in him. You know, he gave his Son, and if we just believe in him, we can have everlasting life. It didn't say anything about, hey, you got to believe in him, you got to do this, do that. He said, if you just believe in him. Because if
yes,
you
sir.
Believe in him, then he'll direct the rest of the way. Amen?
Amen.
He will guide you. He will lead you. If you just believe, that's why he said, if you only believe, so he
Amen.
Will guide your way. Amen?
Amen.
So love is what most people, even animals, look for, is love.
Yeah.
Love is defined as a deep affection, a fondness, an affection for liking something or someone. And love can be a weakness, okay?
Yeah.
It can
yeah.
be a weakness, okay? So let's take a look at love for a minute. Let's take a look at Songs of Songs, chapter 8, verse 6 and 7. And when I went in to look at this, I was like, good God Almighty, wow.
Huh?
In Songs of Songs, 8, 6 and 7, it says, set me as a seal upon thine heart. Good God Almighty. As a seal upon thine arm. For
yeah.
love is
yeah.
strong as death. Amen? It said love is strong as death. That's how
yeah.
strong love is. That's why God sent his only begotten Son to die for us, that we may have life. It is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals, therefore, are coals of fire, which has
mm-hmm.
a most vehement flame. And this is what the NIV say. May I say this? I'm gonna read this to you. It says this. It says, place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death. It's jealousy as enduring as the grave. Love flashes like fire. Good God Almighty. The brightest
yes.
kind of flame.
Mm.
Many waters cannot quench love. Neither can the floods drown it. Good God Almighty. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned.
My God.
Despised and scorned. Okay? Many
mm-hmm.
waters cannot quench love, nor can rivers drown it. If a man tried to buy love with all his wealth, his offer would be utterly scorned. Good God Almighty. Isn't that something? That's how deep love is. So when a lot of times people have said, I love you, do they really know? Do they really know? Or are they using this word because it's of the norm now? I love you. I love you, sister. I love you, brother, wife, husband, whatever. Love is much deeper than that. The Bible says that it's strong as death. That's how strong love is. Yeah. So when people are saying this, they really need to know what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Because it's strong as death.
It's stronger than death.
So I hope people get an understanding just how deep love is. Because love can cause life to be pleasant or the opposite. Okay? It can be pleasant or it can be the opposite of pleasant. So we know what that is. Okay? When I see young men and young women as well going through the wilderness, most don't know what love is because they haven't seen it demonstrated in their homes. That's where it starts first. At home. Love. Love starts at home first. Okay? And so it says, this is, and it's very sad because in my estimation, a lot of people, especially the young men and women, have placed things and money above love or men. Mm-hmm. And that's even some of the older people, now they have placed things above their mate. Okay? So the love that was there, the love has, it has seeped out into something else or somewhere else. The love. What happened to the love? When I first met you, when that seal was first sealed, what happened to it? What happened to that love? Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
And they are going through, and so they're taking this, and the youngsters are going to jail like they're going to college. And we need to step up. The older men teach the young men, and the young men and the older women teach the young women at home about love and about how to respect yourself first in love. Amen? So it truly makes a difference in a person's life. Love, when you really know what you're saying, this thing, as the Bible says, is as strong as death.
Yes.
Now that's strong.
That is
when
strong.
Love is that strong. That's strong. So most of the young men and women are going through a wilderness place and they don't really know what is happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know because they don't understand love. They don't understand it. And a lot of them are casting it out, but they don't know what it is. They really don't know. Sometimes love takes them to another place of weakness, of jealousy, of things in the earth, and they think they got to have it. They want it, so they kill, steal, and destroy themselves for it. That's not love. That's not love. Most people are afraid to tell them and talk to them about love. And we should let people know about love and not just say it. It had become so normal that people are, hey, I love you, brother and sister. And it doesn't mean nothing. It doesn't mean nothing. It's just a word now to people. And it's such a sad shame that it has become only a word that people are speaking. So let's look at this thing. The first mention of a man loving a woman in the Bible that I found, it could be others, but I've come to this, was in Judges 16:4. It said, and it came to pass afterward that he loved the woman, this is Samson, in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody remember that? I know everybody remember that.
Yeah. Yes,
Samson was in love. But little did he know that the woman he loved really didn't love him. Oh, good God Almighty.
Yes. Mm.
He didn't know it. How many people are bound in a relationship where there is no love? The love is one-sided. what happened? We can see through the story of Samson what will happen. If you're not careful and you let things and people and situations destroy that love that you had from the very beginning. Love is powerful. Love is meant to be beautiful. Love is meant to be pleasant at home, wherever you go. Love is meant to be pleasant and peaceful. Love. True love. But the situation with Samson, when he found out that Delilah really didn't love him.
Didn't love him. No,
she didn't love him. And so, so this is why it's so important for people to talk to their families and children, have a conversation at home about love with your children, with your family, with your husband, your wife. Talk about it. Let's see what's missing here. Let's see what's going on. You know, let's get that peace back. Amen. Let's get it back. It's important for people to talk about love. So, in John, let's go to John 13 and 34. We're going to talk about love. Because if God gave his only begotten son, that we may have life, that's how strong that love was for his people. It was that strong that he gave, he sent his only son to die on the cross because that's how much he loved. Love is stronger than death. And he sent his son to die for us that we may have life. That's how strong his love is for us, for his people. And it says in John 13 and 34, it says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. First, we gotta love God. We gotta love him for what he's already done. He's already sent his son to die for us on the cross. We should be appreciative. We should love God and thank him and praise him every opportunity he gives us to say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for sending your son to die for somebody like us. On the cross. So if you don't have that love, ask God for it. Ask him. And you have to start with yourself. Love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to love anybody else.
That's true.
You're not going to love anybody else. This thing has become, I hear people all the time talking about love. Oh, I love you. I love you. Wait a minute. Do you really know what you're saying? Even if it's a brother or sister, do you really mean it? Or has it become the norm?
My God.
Has it become the norm to you? You want to really mean it, because if you really love somebody and somebody come and say, hey, brother, sister, I'm in need of this or that, are you going to show that love? Or you going to say, well, I'll be praying for you, brother, sister? What kind of love is it? Is it really love? Do you include those that you love in the things that you do? So if you are having an event, do you include them? Or do you include those that you really love? Those that you really like? And those that you've been saying you love to never get a chance, an opportunity. So people need to really watch this word. Don't say it if you don't mean it. Don't say it, because God is listening. The one who gave his only begotten son, he's listening.
He's listening. Yes, he is.
What you're saying.
Yes.
He's listening. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And in chapter 14, 21 through 27, he said, he that had my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loved me. And he that loved me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and he will manifest himself to him. Amen. He said, I manifest myself to you if you love me. I manifest myself. So if you see some things, people tell you they love you. If you see some things manifesting in your life and they're showing that love, they love you. But if you see nothing ever happen, kind of check it. Watch it. Watch the fruit. Watch the fruit. Okay? Watch it. And verse 22 said, Judas said unto him, not Judas Iscariot, he said, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered him and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come unto him and make our abode with him. He will dwell there. He will dwell in your heart. You will have that love because you love the Father. You love the Son. So you can't help but love other people. You can't help but love them. So we have to check that to see, are we really loving like we say? He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. So he lets us know. He lets us know what love is. He tells us about love. James 2, he says, 2 and 5, he said, hearken, my beloved brethren. Had not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he had promised to them that love him? That love him. So we want to watch that word love. Love, the love, it can be so deep, and then it can be so shallow. And it can be so weak. It can be so jealous. It can be fond of somebody, infatuated. So many different things love can be. So we have to watch that word love and not cast it out like it's just a word that, you know, can be cast out so easily to people, you know. And the reason why I said it is because a lot of times, even in the churches, I hear people say, I love you. But as soon as you don't do what they want you to do, you see something else. So I'm like, man, was it really love? Was it really love?
A fascination.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So God don't go back on his word. So neither should we. Okay? Love is a deep, romantic or sexual attachment to someone. It can be that. Okay? Love is a deep, deep subject. Deep. So that's why a lot of times when especially young women are looking for love, men won't say it because God gave man a commandment. He gave all of us one. But that love thing, that's why men don't tell women immediate, I love you. Because that's a deep, that is, it's so deep. It's really deep. And everybody got to know that love can be so deep till it can kill, steal, and destroy your life. That's how deep love is. And if God gave his only begotten son to die on the cross for us, that love is deep. It's deeper than people know. Love is very deep. Some people are holding on to what is not there. It's not love. This is like trying to catch air and put it in your pocket. Amen? Trying to catch air and put it in your pocket. That love is not there. And people cast that word out. I hear people saying it all the time. Sometime in passing in the stores and so forth and so on, I hear people saying, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. And I'm like, wow, do they really know what they're saying? This word is a deep word. They done took it and they just cast it out like it's nothing. They throw it out there. like it's the norm. That love, that word love, is very, very deep. Very deep. Some can handle it, and some can't. And this is one of the reasons that I believe that we have a lot of abuse and a lot of things going on. Because when people start being intimate and thinking that it's love and it's not, that can destroy a person's life. The one that's really in love, and like Samson and Delilah, one was in love and the other one wasn't. That can destroy a person. So people have to really watch this word love. It is very deep and meaningful. And it can be deep and meaningful to one person and not deep and meaningful to another. Amen? So we Amen. Have to make our choices wisely. Wisely. So the young people need to be taught and really understand what it means to love or be in love, because love runs deep. It runs deep.
Yeah, yes,
love
it does.
Runs deep.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah, it runs deep.
Yeah.
And so it's very sad, in my estimation, to see these things going on, to see our young men and women looking for love. That's why we have a lot of gang members and so forth and so on, in my estimation, because of the fact that love, there wasn't shown any love at home. And, you know, it used to be a time when people would sit down at the table, eat together and pray together and so forth. Now everybody going their own way. So there's no love there. So when they saying love, they don't even know what it means. They just casting this word out. They haven't been demonstrated love. They don't know what it is. They haven't seen it. And so when they come across somebody that sure a little bit more affection toward them, a little bit more kindness to them, a little bit more of what they're looking for, they think that is love. And then they start following the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And when they start following the crowd, eventually you're in another area that you shouldn't be. And people are wondering why they're losing their young people. Well, because there's no love there. When is the last time, examining, you have sit down and spoken with them? Sit down at the table and ate with them without hollering. I met a man in the store, and I'm going to say this. We were talking, and he said, I want to move back to my hometown and everything. He said, but I told my wife, he said, I don't think I'm going to move back. He said, because, he said, my family members haven't changed.
Yeah, I know that's
and
right.
The Holy Ghost, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost said this. So when you go back and make that change, when you was bowling in the world, now you bowling in me, you take that boldness and you go back so they won't be lost like you're not.
That's
and
right.
So, you know, because you got to love them. I said, well, so you saying, oh, I ain't fooling with them. No, Lord, they over there doing this and that and drinking and cursing and all that. Them, those are the ones you go after. Give
That's
them an
it.
Opportunity. Go after them. Show them that love. Demonstrate it. Let it be so strong. Let your light so shine that they'll come running and say, something has changed about him.
Yeah.
Something has changed about her.
Now
they want to be a little bit more closer to you. Now they want to see what you're doing because your lifestyle has changed. You look different. You talk different. You walk different because now you done put on some new clothes. You have become a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
So now that you have shed those old clothing that was full of ashes and put on a new coat, now you can go back and begin to save your brothers and sisters. Amen? So that word love. So because we're so used to saying, oh, no, don't bring them over here. No, I'm not going over there. But when you start showing love, when that love runs so deep, deeper than death, when that love runs that deep, they going to begin to see it's something different about you.
Yes, indeed. Preach it to you. Preach it. Preach it.
So that's what we got to do. Nobody wants to do that anymore. They don't want to labor with anybody anymore. I got my life together. You better try to get yours. That's not the way it goes. You got your life together because Christ intervened. Amen? And so now that you have got your life together and your eyes are open and you are able to see, you can go back and begin to draw those by love.
Yeah.
The Bible said love covers a multitude of sin.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
A multitude. So now that you go back and you begin to explain to them and show them your life and how God saved you and how he brought you out of this dust. How he took that stony heart and gave you a heart of flesh. How he did that for you. You can save some people.
Save some.
Have to let our light so shine. With love in our hearts. It can't be we just say, I love you, even to our immediate family. We can't, oh, I love you, but I'm going to let you go to hell. The devil is a lie.
He's a lie.
Because I'm going to be praying day and night for you. I may not reach you, but that word can.
Yeah.
I don't have to come to your house because the word can come now. The Bible says he sent his word and healed them. Ooh, hallelujah.
Yes,
so we don't have to come to you, but we can send the word to your house in prayer, by prayer, constantly praying day in and day out for you. That's love. That's love. When you are constantly praying for someone, I don't have to be in your presence. Hallelujah. I don't have to be in your presence, but I can be praying for you day in and day out that the word is so strong, it comes to your house and captures you. This thing is by faith and by love. So when you have that kind of love, I don't even have to tell you what I'm doing. I can do it and the word will come and capture you. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
I was in a church one time, and I seen this lady come to church every day. Every Sunday, mm-hmm. she would come to church. And this lady was going through, she never did tell anybody. And you could see the tears in her eye and her feet swollen and everything was gone. And so I was sitting on another row, and every Sunday I would see her. And I said, you know what, Lord? I said, I'm so tired of this lady being in distress. I said, Lord, I'm so tired of seeing her sad and crying and tears in her eye. I said, I'm going to pray for her, and I'm going to call the saints, and we're going to begin to pray.
Amen.
So she didn't know that I was sitting on side of her praying for her day in and day out. But I prayed for her, me and the saints. And 3 months later, hallelujah, Jesus. That's what I'm talking about, love. When you don't want to see somebody in a situation, love, that's love. And 3 months later, we had a program at the church. Mm-hmm. And one of the ladies that I invited, this lady that was in distress that we was praying for, didn't know that this lady she was talking to was one of my prayer warriors, and we was praying for her. So she went up to her and she told her, she said, you know what? She said, I thank God. She said, you know, he delivered me. She said, well, how long has it been? She said, about 3 months. She said, I know it. We've been praying for. She said, what? It shocked her because I sit on the other side of the church looking at her and praying for her constantly and daily that God would deliver her out of her distress. And guess what? He did. So that's what I'm talking about, love. I don't have to be in your presence. I just can pray for you where I am. And the word, the Bible says the winds are his messengers, and the wind will take the word where it needs to go.
Amen.
So
that's true.
We have to continue to pray for one another. Pray for our young men and women out here in the world that don't know that, look, that they are dying. They are dying and don't even know the reason why. They have no love. It's cold. They are cold. this young man that did what he did, 21 years old, life is gone.
Gone.
Gone. Don't know. There's no love. It's cold. He got a stony heart. Good God Almighty. Lord, have mercy. And so that's why I said love. People cast it out, but they really don't know what it means. If you love your children, if you love your family, if you love your neighbor as yourself, if you love them, pray for them. Pray for them. Instead of trying to hide them, pray for them.
Pray for them.
Pray for them.
Amen.
A lot of children are drowning. The Bible tells us that, hey, he said, many waters cannot quench love, nor can rivers drown it. They can't drown it. But there's no love. So people are drowning. They're drowning. There's no love. There's no love. So we wanna pray for them, that they know this word love. And like I said, people are casting it out there, but they don't know what they're saying. People are telling their children, I love you, and they don't know what it means. They really don't know what it means to really love their children. They really don't know. They don't know what it means. Love don't mean because you go and buy them things and give them gifts, and Christmas time comes and you get in debt. That's not love.
No.
I'd rather have love any day than to have a gift. Amen. Don't wrap me up a present that don't have love on it. Don't wrap me up one and put it under the tree and it has no love. I don't want it. I'd rather have love. Amen. Because the present don't mean anything. Your love, when you show it to me.
Amen.
So a lot of people don't know what love really is. They're saying it to family members, to friends, and to others, and don't really know how deep that word love runs. Don't say it if you don't mean it.
If you don't mean it, don't say it.
Don't say it, because love is so deep. Because you have people thinking that you really love them when you don't. Because guess what? Somebody know what it means to love. And somebody may be like, if some people may be like Delilah, men and women. Don't really love. Okay? They don't really love you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's some men and women like that Delilah. They don't really love you. They casting the word out and don't really know what it means. Don't really know what it means to you. Amen?
Amen.
They don't know what it means to you. See, love to me means one thing. To me, it means one thing. But to somebody else, it may mean something else.
Yes, that's it.
So we have to watch the word love. So if you really love me, then you're going to show me love. You're not just going to tell me, okay?
Yes.
You're not just going to tell me I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's nothing behind it. Or you tell me you love me today, and tomorrow there's a problem.
Yes.
Or tonight there's a problem.
That's it, that's
okay?
it.
Okay? You're showing me something totally different than what you just spoke out of your mouth. So which is it? Do you really love me? Or are you just seeing something? So this word is, the Bible says, is stronger than death. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's stronger than death. And people using it, speaking it like it's nothing.
Like it's
love
nothing.
Is powerful. It's powerful. And people need to get back to love in their homes, wherever they are, with their children, their family. Need to get back to love. And when you tell somebody you love them, mean it.
Mean it.
When you tell somebody you love them, because you don't know how that person is taking it. You don't know. So we need not throw it around, toss love around, the word love, like it's just another word. Love run deep.
Indeed.
And it's deeper than death. And that's why Delilah and Samson didn't connect, because the love wasn't there.
It wasn't there.
He loved her. He loved her, and even gave her his secret. That's how much he loved her. He gave it to her because he loved her, but he didn't know her motive. He didn't know her motive. She had a motive. So we got to watch somebody's motive when they say, "I love you, brother, sister, me. I love you." Wait a minute. Let my spirit of discernment kick in and see what you're saying.
All right.
Because what you're saying is not matching up with your actions. It's not matching up with your actions.
Okay. So
we gotta watch this thing called love. We gotta watch it.
Gotta watch this word.
So like I say, some can handle love. And some can't. And especially when it goes into intimacy, that's a whole nother level. That's a whole nother level of love. That's why we see all these things happening. Because now you done dipped into the pot that you can't handle. And then you calling it love. And they over here saying, "Child, please. I'm not bothered by him or her." And then he's going on his way. And then she's saying, "Well, look here. He better do this. I'm about to set a fire in here." You know, because that's a whole nother level.
It's just a teaching.
So people got to realize what they're doing when they call themselves. And look, the Bible said, "Be not unequally yoked." You can't be yoked up with somebody that Delilah and Sam, they wasn't equally yoked. That's why she did what she did. These young men and women are hooking up, having kids, and guess what? Kids are born out of lust, not out of love. Somebody didn't love in this situation.
Yeah.
And that's why these kids are doing things, because they don't know what love is. When you have kids born of love, it's automatic. It's in their heart, because guess what? That seed of love was planted when they was born. They know what love is.
Yes.
They know what love is because they was born out of love. It's like, and the Bible says, can you grow a fig tree from an apple tree?
You can't get
figs from an apple tree. You can't get that. So if you've got a love tree and both people are in love and loving one another, when those kids are born, guess what? They gonna automatically know. Because this is a seed of love.
Yeah.
If you got a seed of love and a seed of lust, what you think you're gonna have? You're gonna have a confusion is what you're gonna have. Okay? Kids don't know which way to go, what to do. They don't know.
That's
why we see all this crazy stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff going on, unequally yoked. You got a apple trying to come out of a fig tree trying to come. It's not adding up. People got to know what you're saying when you say love, when you're speaking this word. Before you get into intimacy, you better think about it. And if you don't know, ask somebody with some wisdom. Talk to them about it. See, and a lot of times people don't want to talk about intimacy. They just want to jump in it and drown. They jump over in this thing. And before you know it, it's all kinds of stuff going on. This one here done got crazy. That one will kill that one because this one here with somebody else and that and didn't love me like I wanted to be loved. It's crazy. People got to watch this love thing. This word love, it runs deep. It's deep. Love is deep. And people got to really, really understand the word love. They got to really understand the word love.
Amen.
So I wanted to talk about that tonight. Let people know, because I hear it all the time, people talking about love, and they don't even know what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
They're casting out a word that they haven't, they don't even know what it means. They've heard it. They don't know. And they say, oh, I love you. Do you really? Do you know what that word means? That the Bible says strong love is stronger than death. Now, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful. Love is stronger than death. Jesus,
yes.
God sent his only begotten son to die for us. Oh, Jesus. Just
mm-hmm.
to think about that. It said
yes.
many waters cannot quench love. Okay, how much water you put on it, okay? Neither can flood drown it. It can't drown it. You know, when people thought they was in love, and God reminded me of this one time, people sit up all night talking on the phone to the girlfriend, the boyfriends, and they in love. They think. And they'll sit up all night long. Look here, don't get hungry, sleepy, thirsty, or nothing, because you're in love. Okay? You're in love.
Yes.
Love is so deep. It's so deep.
So deep.
Yes. It's so deep. And people don't even understand it. They don't understand the word love. But I wanted to get that out there and talk about it, and especially when it comes down to spirituality, because at most of the time when, and like I said, the young man, when God has blessed him now, God has blessed him, he went through some things, and God blessed him, and he said, oh, I'm not going to fool with them now. What? Oh, yes, you are. Because God brought you out. It's, now he wants you to go back and get them and let them know what he has done for you. When you began to be, you are a living testimony. When you began to testify and tell others what the Lord has brought you out of, how he loved you so much that he didn't let you die in your sins. Hallelujah. He didn't let you die. He brought you out. Now you are able to go back and tell others. Let your light shine. Let it shine so people may see what God has done for you, that God so loved you that he didn't even let you die in your sins, and they already knew you. They knew you. That's why you say you don't want to fool with them, because they knew who you were.
Mm-hmm.
So now that God has changed you, you are that. You get back over there and begin to let your light shine. Let that love come to them so they can see. Amen. Ask God to open their eyes. And prayer works. It works. So when you began to pray for them, asking God, Lord, the same God that saved me out of my sins, save my brothers and my sisters. Amen.
Yeah.
So when
Amen.
You began to do that, that's love. That is love. So I wanted to talk about that tonight, because I hear it so often, people talking about love and telling people they love them, and they don't know what it means. Amen. So I want to invite others that may have something to say or speak about, or, you know, have a word. Amen. Or
Amen.
If they have something to say, I would love to hear it. We would love to hear it. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'll say this much to you tonight, teacher. The young lady you had on last week, she was a blessing. I thought she'd be back
Amen.
On track. But one thing I want to say, you said something. Love is deeper than death.
Yes.
That's a powerful statement. Love is powerful than death. Which tells me, if you just keep loving, death has no power over you.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And I was just sitting there, I said, well, Lord, I said, she's teaching like never before. I mean, you sit every time the pitch the ball up there, you say, I said, there's nothing out of the park. You're knocking them out of the park. And so
Amen.
A fast one came by one day. She said, no. So I got to process that. Hold up. and you stepped out of base, out of the boxing cage, and said, that's me saying, you stepped out of the boxing cage and said, I got to process this in. Because what you're saying doesn't mean what you're doing. Your sense of the amount of what you're trying to say. I said, this is a teacher, mm-hmm. teacher. And I want to let you know tonight was a blessed night throughout all day for me. That's all I can say. I thank God for you.
Mm-hmm.
And next time we have more people up there on the line with us. And I finally find, praise God, I finally got this thing hooked up. And so we'll be able to let everybody know about it more than anything else. So keep me in prayer and I'll do the same. Go ahead and close it.
Amen. 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 Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this awesome night, Father. Thank you for allowing us to speak on your word, love, because, Lord, we know you so love the world that you gave your only begotten Son, God, that we may have everlasting life. Father, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for those, dear Lord God, that were on the line, those who had a desire, those who didn't make it online. Lord, we want to pray for all the saints, dear Lord God. We want to pray for those, dear Lord God, that need a blessing in their life, that need you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those that don't know you. We pray for those that don't know you, Father. We ask them that the word will go and capture those that don't know you. Father, we ask in Jesus' name, Father, that you heal, deliver, and set free the minds of the people, Father, bringing them out of bondage, Father, into the marvelous light, Father, that they may see and hear, dear Lord God, and adhere to your word, your commandments. Father, we thank you for the night, Father. We love you, and we ask that you continue to bless us, Father, that we may bless others. Let the Holy Spirit lead and guide our life, our lives by your word, Father. We give glory and honor to your name, Father. Let your perfect will be done from this day forward in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
And may the Lord bless you until we meet face to face. Shalom,
amen.
Shalom.
You as well.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too. Uh-huh.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yes, indeed.